Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thunderpants!
What are you laughing at?
Laffy Taffy. They have a funny joke on every wrapper, and I love how fruity they are. Banana's my favorite. Want one?
Sure. So smooth and creamy.
I like to eat them after school and after dinner and after...
Whenever you need a good LOL?
Yeah! So, here's the joke. What do clouds wear under their shorts?
Thunderpants. That is good. Laffy Taffy. Deliciously funny. Head to LaffyTaffy.com to shop now.
Greetings, fans of the esoteric. It is I, Bernard.
Oh, yeah, it is also I, Bernard.
Yes. So, I'm not dead. How about that? Some of you might have been wondering if I was, due to how I publicly stated I was unwell and then went completely silent for several weeks.
Yes, maybe we shouldn't have done that. Apologies,
yes,
folks.
Yes, sorry about that. But it is tricky, you know. It is tricky. When one is a high-profile public figure such as myself, how much do I share? You know, how much do you, the audience, actually really, really genuinely want to know?
That's a good question.
I mean, can I talk in detail about my bowels? Or does that ruin the glamour? Will my fans recoil in horror at the dethroning of their idol, is what I'm saying. Lo, they might say, she is not the goddess I thought she was, but a mere mortal with a malfunctioning poop chute.
Well, I mean, your fans are terribly nice, though, my dear, and one should never feel shame at a malfunctioning poop chute.
It's not shame, Bernard. It's branding. Very important nowadays. My personal brand, you see, is a sort of cat-like sensuality.
Oh, yes. One of our cats shat in the bath this morning.
Yes, what kind of point are you trying to make there, Bernard?
I'm not entirely
Anyway,
sure.
Never mind. Let's get on with the programme. So today we're moving ahead with the story. No listener contributions, and I'm sorry about that. I know a couple of you have sent emails, but it's going to have to wait a little bit because I think we really need to crack on.
We did leave everyone sort of on tenterhooks, didn't we?
Yes, quite some time ago as well. So now it's just pure unadulterated adventure for a couple of episodes. So, Bernard, do a recap of the story thus far.
Oh, yes.
Make it adventure-y.
Ah.
Stick some rousing music behind it. Let's try and get some life into this corpse.
All right. Okay, here we go. Once upon a time.
More.
Or once upon a time. Or a few months ago now. An old friend of mine who we don't like at all.
Stephen. Awful man.
Yes.
Stephen, yes.
He stole one of Magenta's cursed family heirlooms.
I actually have several. They're very hard to get rid of.
He released a spirit trapped in this heirloom, who then took possession of it.
Spookier!
All right. Being charitable sorts, we have taken it upon ourselves to rid Stephen of the invading spirit.
Rid Stephen of the invading spirit!
But we needed help, and so we turned to another of Magenta's family heirlooms, a grimoire written by Magenta's great-great-great-great-great...
Maybelline, just say her name, it's Maybelline.
Maybelline's grimoire. Maybelline's grimoire! We found an entry in the grimoire on how to deal with possession. Essentially, one asks the spirit what it wants, and then you help them achieve that. Just as Magenta was pondering this revelation, the doorbell rang. I was in the bathroom at the time, clearing a cat poo out of the tub, so Magenta answered the door, and lo, there on our welcome mat stood Stephen himself, except he wasn't quite himself, and that's when we found out the name of the spirit who was possessing him. Because Magenta asked, and the name was...
Maybelline! It was Maybelline, the one who'd written the grimoire! Such a coincidence, isn't it? Just as much of a coincidence that the cat shat in the bath... Then and today.
Goodness me.
I don't know what it means, but it surely has mystical connectivity.
Planets aligning.
Mm. Anyway, it's lucky for the audience, really, that we've all been introduced to the character of Maybelline in previous episodes, isn't it?
Yes.
Otherwise, this wouldn't have been much of a revelation, would it?
It would have come out of nowhere, wouldn't it? Yeah, hello, I'm Maybelline. Who's that, then?
Yeah, I mean, who would have cared? No one. Whereas everyone cares now.
Yes.
So, now on with the story. Hand me my diary, Bernard.
You're holding it already.
Yes, but they don't know that.
Oh, right, yeah. Yes, here is your diary, my dear.
Thank you. Here we go. Don't forget to put an ominous creak in this bit.
All right.
Like when I open the... Okay, I'm opening it now.
Yes.
All right. So don't forget to use the ghostly voice effect as well, Bernard.
All right.
When Maybelline speaks.
When she speaks, yes, all right.
Were you playing Maybelline?
I think you should.
I shouldn't I?
Yes. I can't do both voices. All right, let's go. Maybelline! Okay, I'm reading now, just so everyone at home knows. I'm reading.
That's the start of the diary.
Yes. Maybelline, I said, surprised, staring at the personage before me.
That's me,
said Maybelline slash Stephen, who I'll call Maybelline from now on because that's who I'm talking to. Stephen would be somewhere nearby, attached by a spiritual umbilical cord to his body, bobbing about like a balloon in a room full of farts. What do you want then? Said I to Maybelline, because I am a strong believer, as you know, in cutting to the chase, sifting through the bullshit, editing out the unnecessary. That's me. No beating around the bush here. No sorry, Bob. At my question, Maybelline's eyes glowed an unnatural hue. Not the white bits, just the bit you look out of. That bit glowed. What do you call that bit?
The iris?
Areola? Oh, that's it. Anyway, you see, Stephen's eyes were normally a sort of sludgy grey, but Maybelline's possession had turned them to an unholy greige.
Greige? What's that?
You know, greige, grey-beige. Oh. The colour everyone's painting their walls at the moment.
Oh, yes.
I'm sure we're going to look at that in a few years and go, bloody hell, why did everyone paint their walls a kind of bloodless, dead for a few hours hue?
It's going to really define the early 2020s, isn't it?
Yes, the sort of awful, oppressive greige.
Yes, newly refurbished pub.
Yes. Everyone thinks it's chic. I mean, what's chic about a recently dead corpse's skin, I ask
you? Yes, yeah.
Nothing. So, yes, anyway, I suppose Maybelline's eyes weren't exactly glowing because greige doesn't glow. It's the opposite, in fact. It was dimmed, as if Maybelline was sucking the very life force from Stephen's body.
Well, if anything, that's spookier than glowing, isn't it?
It is! And also, it makes it rather urgent we evict Maybelline's spirit before she can do any damage. Oh.
What do I want?
Maybelline repeated, because it had been some time since I'd asked the question and we could all do with a reminder. I nodded, and Maybelline's chest heaved as she prepared to pronounce the purpose of her visit, her very mission upon this plane of being.
A cup of tea?
She said, and I sagged in relief. As demands from spirits go, this was pretty reasonable. And really, if Maybelline had possessed Stephen in order to get a good cup of tea, who could blame her? The spirit world is very lacking in beverage choice. Well, come in, said I, and shouted to Bernard. Put the kettle on, dear. We have a visitor.
Oh,
shouted Bernard from the kitchen.
Wonderful. Who is it?
Oh,
gosh,
yes.
I remember this so vividly.
Yes.
You didn't answer for ages, so I suspected something was wrong, and then you both walked into the kitchen, and then I did that thing that happens on TV where you're so shocked you drop everything you're holding.
Yes, and you had an entire tea service in your hands, remember?
Gosh, yes, a whole tray with a teapot and three cups and saucers.
Oh, yes, and a jug of milk, a sugar bowl, a butter dish in the shape of a cow, which was another cursed heirloom, by the way.
Yeah.
A plate of scones, which wasn't a cursed heirloom. They were fresh. Fresh that morning.
Yeah, that was annoying. That really hurt.
Yeah.
A three-tier cake stand, I dropped that as well, filled with a variety of pastries and small sandwiches.
All of it just crashed to the floor. And I said to you, didn't I, Bernard? I said, just leave it, Bernard, and get the second best tea service. Quick! Because I thought the sooner Maybelline has her tea, the sooner she'll leave Stephen's body and this whole hoo-ha will be over. Oh, I want a cup of tea now.
Here you go.
Oh!
Freshly brewed.
Thank you, my dear. Oh, yes, very nice.
Cucumber sandwich?
Ooh.
I've cut them into a fan shape, just how you like them.
Oh, don't mind if I do. Yeah. Shall I
take over with my diary at this point?
Oh, if you would, because I don't want to eat and
all right.
You know,
I'll skip to the bit where we're sat at the table drinking tea. Mm. Yeah, here it is. Another cup, Maybelline.
If you would, she murmured. This custard donut is superb.
Made it myself, I said, trying to sound modest. Maybelline seemed to have taste and manners, two things Stephen did not. Maybe we should let Maybelline stay put, I whispered to Magenta while Maybelline was preoccupied with the donut. I rather prefer her.
Me too,
agreed Magenta.
But unfortunately, there are consequences to long-term possession. Even if the primary possessing spirit is a decent sort, it opens the door to other entities. Demons and what have you. And then they inevitably start squabbling over who gets control of the body. And when. And then they start neglecting the upkeep of the physical body out of sheer pettiness. You know, it's not my responsibility to empty the bladder. That sort of thing.
And I suppose it's not fair to Stephen, I added.
Oh, yes, that too.
What a lot of whispering you're doing right in front of me,
said Maybelline, placing a jam baklava on her plate.
Sorry,
said Magenta.
Just discussing the ethics of possession.
What about the ethics of getting trapped in a bloody bowl for hundreds of years?
Maybelline shot back. Oh, that must have been dreadful, I said. How did you get trapped, Maybelline?
The family curse, she said.
We have a family curse?
Asked Magenta, brow puckering.
We do. One that afflicts every fifth generation of our family.
Excuse me? Why have I never heard of this?
Because anyone who knows about it is trapped, said Maybelline. It's rather hard to communicate when you're a bowl, and none of our relatives ever figured out where we'd gone. They just assumed we'd buggered off to join the circus or similar.
Well, that is the kind of thing we do,
Magenta agreed.
So are you saying I've got several family members stuck in heirlooms around the house?
That's exactly what I'm saying. And I'm also saying, Magenta, you're next.
Oh!
Goodness me.
Oh, what a cliffhanger.
And what an appropriate point to leave the story, wouldn't you say?
Yes, yes, because will I get trapped in a bowl? Am I trapped in a bowl right now? Is this a bowl talking into a microphone?
That is the beauty of audio, isn't it?
Yes, you don't know.
You don't know.
I could be a finely turned vase and you wouldn't know.
Very elegant either way.
Thank you, dear. It took me a short beat there to realise you were complimenting me.
Yes, it wasn't an insult.
No.
It was definitely a compliment.
Yes. Not that I'm constantly on the lookout for slights against my person.
Not at all.
No. All right, everybody, so we're going to leave it there. We will try and do the next episode in a timely fashion.
Yes, a bit more. I mean, we have. It's been a very long time since we've done any episodes, isn't it?
Yes, and we do apologise for that, and I would assure you that it won't happen again, but that would be premature. Although we will try our very, very best. And if you do want to chat to us and keep an eye on whether I'm actually, you know, about and up and doing things and likely to release an episode, then go and see us on Twitter.
Yes, so you can find Magenta at Madame Magenta UK. That's Madame with an E. And you can find me on Twitter as well, at Bernard Magenta.
That's right. And thank you to our patrons who keep us going. And also to those who are buying tea towels.
Oh,
that's
yes.
Right. There are exclusive Magenta tea towels. Why would it be exclusive? Everyone says everything's exclusive,
exclusive.
Don't they?
Exclusive.
What does that even mean?
Anyone can buy them.
I mean, that suggests I'm excluding people.
No, we're not doing that at all.
No, anyone can buy one. Oh, except maybe Tucker Carlson. I don't like him.
He's not allowed.
I'm worried he's the next fascist dictator.
If you're Tucker Carlson and you're listening, then you're not allowed to go onto our Ko-fi page, ko-fi.com/longcatmedia, and buy one or two. Those are the two different options. You can buy one or you can buy two together for
it's quite a bargain if you buy two.
Yes, it's quite a saving. So if you're Tucker Carlson, you can't do that.
No. Stay off my page, Tucker! You're not allowed my details. All right, that was pretty transparent. Right, we'll leave you now. Big kisses to you all.
Till next time.
Yes.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Well, hello there. Dr. Charlie Tuggett here. You know, rumor was Spaceship Oz-9 was intended to take a bunch of rich folks to a new planet since we pretty much used up the one we have now. But, you know, since it's looking more and more likely the ship might be humanity's last stand, let's take a quick look around.
Are you telling me the four sacred tokens are all aboard the Oz-9?
Remind me again why we're doing this?
Allegiances are too muddled on this ship.
MCCACEC is a normal institution of higher learning.
Ah, but if you pull back the outermost layers...
I'm from Minnesota, where we like our lives as neat and as open as the inside of a freshly caught and cleaned walleye.
Do you know, I am now the only assassin aboard the ship.
What are you doing, Elaine?
I want to know what side he's on when the ship hits the fan.
Aren't they the most ridiculous people I've ever met?
Fetch that annoying bunch of trespassers so we can bring Pluto to heel. The new order starts today.
Well, however this all plays out, if you have a strong stomach and a high tolerance for stupid, you can follow the Oz-9's adventures just about anywhere you listen to podcasts. I got a trot, Space Monkeys. Stay safe out there.